May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, August 23rd, 2025. Now, I'd like to thank you for tuning into my cosmic insight and outlook for understanding the overview of what's really going on in our crazy world. Since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. Today, I'll be largely narrating from four newsletters that I've published over the last 11 days. And this is a lot of big picture stuff with both global crisis and Aquarian opportunity. So I'll be unpacking the grand illusion of lamestream media with the demoralizing reality of a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world, ongoing Gaza genocide and vaccine pharmacide. Someday they'll look back at this as the Dark Age, you know, before the Great Enlightenment. But in the meantime, keep in mind that all the divisive fear and hatred being programmed in mainstream media was ordained to trigger a great awakening and a great enlightenment that has already occurred in the time-space continuum. And that's why so many of us have already awakened and are getting regular flashes of like 5D intuition and discernment. I mean, it's like effective sensory perception, not extra sensory perception. It's effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you have, you might say, this insight and outlook for understanding the overview with more 5D intuition and discernment. So this is what I try to focus on, remember, remind us of. In these newsletters, which are, I knew these newsletters kind of like a cosmic love sandwich with the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on both ends and strong meat in the middle. So this is some serious food for thought for the truly thoughtful. And I'm going to go through these four newsletters. August 12th, I had the newsletter was called From Knowledge Explosion to Great Enlightenment, talking about the solar flash. August 16th, I really enjoyed doing this one on natural birth, stem cells, and super healthy babies. That was just really, the picture, for those who can pull up the archives and follow along, you know, at HeartCom Network, you'll be able to see the picture, but the subject of stem cells and longevity and super healthy people, you know, and how it can begin with a natural birth. That was August 16th. August 17th followed up right away with what was going on with the Trump-Putin Alaska summit, and how it's a stalemate, and some insight there. Some pretty profound insights that was above my pay grade that kind of came through to basically do the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, you know, with some you might say, some a deep dive into the reality of, I call it a reality report, what was really going on there. And yesterday, there was a new moon in Virgo, and we're talking about fearless faith in the face of tyranny. Fearless faith in the face of tyranny was the subject. I'm going to go into that in a moment. But first, today's emphasis on the cosmic weather, I want to give a little insight and outlook on the cosmic weather report. All right, here's a lot of cosmic drama on the world stage right now. Our solar system is going through a quantum shift as it orbits into Aquarius. Aquarian deep space energies are impacting the torus field around the Earth. There's a big, giant field around the Earth, just like there is around the great central sun, around our galaxy. There's a torus field. the torus field, you know, around the whole body has a torus field around the auric field, you know, the torus field. And there's a torus field around the brain, you know, where the all these other torus fields register, you know, between your ears. Some people are more attuned to the unified field of all these torus fields within fields within fields. It's all connected. And Earth has transitioned, you know, the 2,000-year age of Pisces and is entering a more enlightened Aquarian age with a new relationship paradigm based on social conscience and community cooperation. We're not there yet, folks, as far as, you know, collective unity, social common sense, conscience, you know. But the winds of Aquarius, you might say, are blowing. And there is a quantum shift going on. Again, the Taurus field around our galaxy, there is a field. And in the galactic field, which is like a giant pancake and with a great central sun in the middle of it, Earth and our solar system is out in that, like a, you know, the galactic plane is out about two-thirds of the way. And our solar system actually, you know, orbits up and over and around. It doesn't orbit, but since it's moving around the galaxy, it takes so many billion years, I think 1.5 billion years to orbit around the entire galaxy. But as it orbits it around, it's creating a sine wave curve because it's orbiting up and below and then back up over the galactic plane. And this is called the precession of the equinox, 28,000 years approximately. And we have been orbiting through since 2012, around 2012. We've been orbiting through the last 100 years, actually, through this galactic plane. We've been coming up through it. And that's why everything is speeded up the last 100 years from a horse and buggy, you know, historically, you know, thousands of years we've had horse and buggy transportation. We went to the automotive, the airplanes. We've gone to the space age within about 150 years, you know, as we've orbited up and through the galactic plane, which is like the photon belt. It's a photon belt of hundreds of billions of solar systems in alignment with the great central sun. And this photonic light carries intelligence, not just from our great central sun, but connected to all great central suns. You might say the field, the quantum field, the light of God that, you know, always prevails is in this field that we've orbited through. And that's why everything is sped up, including our consciousness. And there's been an enlightenment process. And we'll be looking, I really believe, that we'll be the future, you know, over the next 2,000 years of the Aquarian age, we'll be looking back at this time when it was like darkest before the dawn, because as the light brings up all that's unlike itself in our collective consciousness, you know, our human history, you know, the misqualified energies of Pisces have come up for transmutation. And we've got a lot of just crazy stuff going on as, you know, the Aquarian light surges and the dark energies of Pisces, misqualified energies, are purging. They're like purging. And it's in our face. I mean, it's in the news media every day. So we have to look past that to become more conscious of how we are conscious, the process of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, I call it. So the astrology right now, today, you know, when I say the astrology, psychology, the quantum field order of the universe, there are patterns that are geometrizing the quantum field, including a yod, like a finger of God, you know, the fickle finger of fate, which is really a very strong influence right now. And I can't emphasize enough how this is like a very powerful yod. Yod is this finger of God is two inconjuncts, which is 150 degree angles from Pluto, and a tight conjunction of Saturn and Neptune in Aquarius and Pluto in Aquarius. So you got fire and air, And their sextile, which is like a harmonious blending of those energies of Pluto and Aquarius and Saturn conjunct Neptune in Aquarius, which is a whole story in itself. Now, some people that understand a little bit of astrology will know what I'm talking about. This will be like woo-woo to others who have not studied quantum field astrology, psychology, and the history of it and the relevance of it to the energetics in the current milieu. When I say that, the energetics of the collective consciousness, these are all affecting the field, the energy field, you might say the coalescence of these energies of Pluto, Saturn, Neptune, and both of them blending their energies and focusing their energies through what's called inconjuncts. It's 150 degree angles that make a point, like a finger, that's pointing to Sun in Virgo. Now, yesterday, Sun was conjunct Virgo, the new moon. You know, it was a conjunction of the Sun and the moon in a sign, and it was at there just right at like 0 degrees, 0.5, 10, whatever degrees of Virgo, which is right on the cusp of Virgo. Now, the focus of these energies in Virgo and the understanding of Virgo energies, anybody can pull up their search engine, you know, however you use it. You can just take your search bar of, like, if you have, well, I have Google Chrome, but you can just put Sun in Virgo, for example, and you can get a whole lot of energy. Now, of course, when you have Sun conjunct Moon in Virgo, you've got the emotional body engaged, you might say, with the will. The will of, you know, the Sun is like the will, the force of the will. So you've got your emotional, you might say, and your higher spiritual, you know, will body, the energetics. They're kind of combining when you have a new moon. That happened yesterday, and the moon is still in Virgo. It's 10 degrees right now. So they're not exactly conjunct. But that energy, that momentum, of that finger of God was still going on yesterday. It was almost like it was exact yesterday on the new moon when the, again, Sun conjunct Moon and right at the first degree of Virgo. So anyone can wants to understand astrology, you can look at, for example, you can just put in your search bar Pluto in Aquarius. You can put, and again, this is a relationship, this energy of Pluto with Saturn and Neptune, there's a blending of those energies because it's sextile. You can pull up, you know, in your search bar, you can put in Saturn conjunct Neptune and see what you get. Then you can put Saturn conjunct Neptune in Aries, or you could put, like I say, Pluto in Aquarius. So these energies are all blending and focusing through this finger of God, the fickle finger of fate, you know, this yod, focusing the energies of, and you can put in your search bar, Sun conjunct Moon in Virgo. And those energies that come up as you read about that, this is what is being focused with the energies of Pluto, Saturn, and Neptune, focusing in this energy. So again, those who are new to astrology, this is some way you can check it out and come to understand it yourself. This is how you learn astrology. You know, you just take different situations and you tune into the different aspects and the blending of their energies. And we're talking about a blending of the energies in the collective consciousness of humanity. And again, everybody is picking up the field of energies in their own unique way based on their own natal astrology, psychology. And these are called this relationship of the natal astrology to the planets as they continue to move is called transits. Personally, I pull up transits every day to look at how I'm being tested, how I'm being triggered. Everyone's being triggered in their own way with their own personal astrology. People that get into this understand this, and it's a language I've been into for about 45 years, and it's like a second language to me, this understanding the blending of energies. And I tune into this in my presentations for my radio show, you know, try to channel, you might say, an energy that's in the collective consciousness, explaining what that energy is to kind of be focused with the understanding of these energies. So you've got Sun conjunct Moon in Virgo, which is really like Virgos is very analytical yet intuitive. Those who are Virgos listening, they can be very analytical. They make good accountants or good detailed people. Can be a good architect. There's architectural engineers that are really into the details more. And then there's architectural designers that are into more of the intuitive, you know, intuitive design aspects. But this is the languaging of the energetics of the hour, you might say. So I'm going to go right into the material. I've got a lot to cover. But I want to give that backstory because there are some people that are just really kind of tuning into the understanding of quantum everything, the quantum age, which they're going to call Aquarius. They'll call it the quantum age because it'll be understanding of these energetics that have been ancient, the understanding of astrology, psychology. I mean, the three wise men were no dummies. They were astrologers. They didn't just see the star. They just knew that there was, intuitively, they knew was that the astrology, even in primitive astrology at that time, they knew there was something going on, and they knew where. They had a way to triangulate the energies and intuitively know where this great soul was being born. So they were astrologers. They says right there in the Bible, you know, so some fundamentalist Christians say, you know, astrology is, you know, voodoo or whatever. But fact is, it's right there in the Bible. And there are astrologers that are good astrologers and there are bad astrologers. I've had both of them in my life where I've known, you know, the people do things with astrologers that are just wrong. And I won't go into stories of it, but then there's people that use astrology as a tool. It's been said that billionaires are into astrology, millionaires are not. And there's some truth to that. There's stories about that. A lot of billionaires really keyed into the cycles, which is astrology, really, cycles within cycles within cycles, and the trending of the cycles. And basically to get a larger picture on Earth as in heaven, a cosmic picture of things. So this is how I create these newsletters, and this is tuning into different factors, including what's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity, as you can see, largely in astrology. So back here 11 days ago, well, let's see, it was July 15th. That is actually, what is that? That's about 11 days. It's the 23rd today. So you've got, what is that, 8 days ago? Yeah. 8 days ago, I did an article on the solar flash. And the solar, I have, you know, it's at heartcom.org. And if you put a /, in after heartcom.org, and you put solar flash with the S-O-U-L-A-R flash.htm, it is a capital S and a capital F, S and F on solar flash. But the solar flash I reference is regarding the enlightenment of the soul, as well as energetics of the sun, because there are energetics of the sun right now that are stepping down energies from the great central sun, so that it's a very real thing in the quantum field that's happening now and is ordained for the near future, because our solar system has entered a zone, as I mentioned before, within our 25,920-year galactic cycle, precession of the equinox, and it's sparking quantum conscience. Call it effective sensory perception. Some people refer to it, Christians, as the second coming in the collective conscience of humanity. Not the, you know, the second coming is not individual or a Christed being so much as the representation in the collective consciousness. Any avatars that represent that, for example, Lord Maitreya, is understood in the East as the collective Christ consciousness. So this newsletter is like a table of contents for another ebook. I've got one of the 600 ebooks now on the archive page at HeartCom Network. And it's like an ebook with the chapters that are the hot linked, you know, the underlined words that are like chapters where you can, you know, you can do a deep dive, you know, for thoughtful, in-depth reading. You can click on the links that you're not familiar with. And those are like chapters of the ebook. And there's videos, there's article links, and there's embedded videos. So it's like an ebook. And this article and these four newsletters, each of them are like an ebook. And you've got like the table of contents is the whole article, and the hot links are like the chapters. So I'm going to go into these dimensions of the solar flash, and there are numerous really interesting dimensions when I say solar as it affects the soul. And this isn't to be confused with either a massive solar corona ejecta, you know, a solar flare. It's not to be confused with that, as could, you know, roasty toasty half the earth facing the sun. Or it's not to be confused with an EMP energy burst from the sun that could, you know, fry all the electronics. And sometimes that, you know, the solar flare is an EMP energy burst. Both have been recorded in layers of scorched earth and magnetism shifts found in archaeological digs, you know, worldwide. I could go into that, but it's, you know, these have happened in Earth's history. It's not that this could not happen, but that's largely not what I'm talking about. I'm talking more about a frequency shift, a profound shift in the frequencies, not just Aquarian frequencies, but there are very specific frequencies that are carried on the photon streams from the sun through the great central sun, through all the suns in our galaxy. There's an alignment of energies, like I say, and there's a combination of those energies that are like carrying, they're like a carrier of intelligence, just like a laser beam can carry, you know, what is it, 1,000 TV programs at the same time, you know, in a light beam, you know, in a laser beam. So if the sun and the energy of the sun, they're carrying frequencies, numerous frequencies that are quickening individual and collective consciousness. And again, people are being triggered in different ways based on their own unique astrology psychology. But this is what's going on with the sun's light that gives life to the planet, and it also provides a carrier wave for cosmic rays with a full spectrum of life-giving frequencies that go way beyond our limited human perception. So the solar flash is a quickening. There's been a gradual upgrade of frequencies, you might say, with the Great Awakening on the cusp of Aquarius. And revelations thrive at this time, a prophesied time of tribulations. Like I say, light brings up all that's unlike itself. The surge of Aquarius translates to the purge of Pisces. All those old records of Pisces are being purged. So we have also at this time AI, artificial intelligence, is turbocharging this quickening with dramatic acceleration of the rate of change. I mean, big time acceleration. Most people are suffering information overload, you know, future shock at this point, which can be as debilitating to the human spirit as, isolation. Punishment, you know, being in total, sensory deprivation, you know, it can be just as bad as sensory overload, or you might say sensory overload can be just as bad as sensory deprivation. It can shut down a person's cognitive functions. And there's a recalibration going on in the collective field, you know, locally on Earth and globally. You know, we've got, you know, it's all connected. So the flash, the solar flash, is really, it can be, and it is, a spark of great enlightenment. And like I had to say, it's already happened with a lot of people that are getting increasing flashes of insight into what's really going on. The Great Awakening is going on, and it's all moving towards the Great Enlightenment. I mean, you've got a lot of mystic saints and avatars, East and West, who have experienced this spark, you know, solar flash, so to speak, as a knowing called enlightenment or cosmic consciousness or 5D paradigm shift, it's also called. And once that perspective integrates in one's conscience, there's no going back to 3D duh, you know, duh as in dense, unconscious, and heartless. You know, once you've got that, you know, the voice of conscience anchored, you know, in your being from a sufficient experience and sufficient momentum of attainment of knowing, you know, again, call it cosmic consciousness or enlightenment or whatever, it becomes that small voice that is your guide. That becomes your spirit guide, is your higher conscience. And how it's overshadowed by guides or ascended masters or, you know, angels or cosmic beings, that's always part, you know, to the extent that you position yourself with higher beings, they will, it's like the law of the free will octaves, they won't interfere until you position your consciousness and become more conscious of how your consciousness in terms of higher consciousness, higher powers of consciousness, higher beings of consciousness, you know, sponsoring angels, sponsoring guides, you know, whatever you want to call them. You know, some people call them, you know, what is it? You know, the creative spirit, the creator spirit. You know, you've got this inspiration that comes above our pay grade. You know, the human, you know, can do 3D density. You know, we're all dealing with that, you know, and there is the ability of some of us to basically raise our frequency with commeasurement and attunement and alignment with, you might say, higher power. There, you know, mythologically, you know, there's always reference to those who inspire and guide creativity. I'm trying to think of the correct word for it, but I think you know what I'm talking about. They're known as, well, they're not called guides. They're called inspiring spirits that do, you know, and guide and direct us. And it's what I call, you know, the higher conscience that is within us that directs us. You know, it's like divine direction. And there is, again, that alignment and attunement, you know, where you focus your attention is where your God is. And if your God is a higher understanding of the order of the universe and masters and beings of light with their own corresponding frequencies, as you turn into those tune into those frequencies, you can align with them. You know, it's like the whole principle of quantum physics is where you put your consciousness, where you put focus your attention, that's where reality manifests, activates, you know. It's like Genesis. So where you put your attention is where your God is. And if your God is the order of the universe, geometrically ordered divinity, the more you work with the archetypes of God, of the archetypes of universal law language, you know, geometric ordered divinity, the more you have God consciousness. Now, this is something that goes on with all of us to a certain extent. You know, whenever anyone is centered and connected in the spirit that matters above all, in the higher frequencies, there is a spirit of joy, and knowing, just intuitive knowing and joy and you know, loving compassion. But that frequency of joy and bliss, you know, can take you to, when you're really centered and connected, it's like all things follow from that spirit of I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic and getting better. You know, it's like that spirit of being God, a geometrically ordered divinity, being those archetypes of wholeness to where you think wholly, in a wholly, H-O-L-Y way, yeah, wholly in terms of W-H-O-L-L-Y, because the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, and you think in terms of all the components to the capstone of being, vision, and you assemble those components to the capstone, you become whole or holy. And the more you work, again, with those archetypes of wholeness, the more you think archetypally. So I play with these words, but for the human mind to wrap itself around divine law language, it requires exquisite metaphor. You can't, to the human mind in 3D, you cannot just convey automatically, the concept of higher energy consciousness than the human mind can conceive. So transcending, you might say, the human with the divine, as of course the whole concept of cosmic love is what cosmic love does. And the higher the understanding of cosmic law language, the language of light, of consciousness as consciousness, and the first principles of cosmic law of the one, the two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, dimensional, understanding the dimensions of universal cosmic law and thinking dimensionally. And there are many, many dimensions beyond just the five dimensions. And there's a lot of people that have been in embodiment on Earth that are higher dimensional beings that can do amazing things. There's many stories of saints, mystics, avatars throughout history, East and West, who did miraculous things. And of course, the whole point is that Jesus says, these things I've done, these things shall you do, and even greater things you will do because I go to the Father, which is to say, I go to the Spirit and I can overshine you and you can do even greater things. And of course, that commeasurement with that understanding and that teachings is the process of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, where you have that sense of the presence of God, I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. So it's like the spirit that matters on earth as in heaven is a frequency shift, and how we can involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. I talk about that a lot in the newsletters. I go into that in more detail. And again, all these newsletters I'm referring to, if I don't get through all of them, which I probably won't because I'm off script, you might say, I'm not following the narrative. I'm just going with the flow, with the spirit, this Virgo energy. I'm going into the details of Virgo. And the Virgo energies, it's like, this is the beginning, in the Virgo, we're talking about kids are already going back to school. It's like the higher mental body. We're getting into the components to the capstone consciousness, of conscious evolution, which is the whole point of education process. The learning process, and of course, coming into September, school's going to be starting for everyone. But getting into the details, the Virgo energies of basically God is in the details. A famous architect, Mies van der Rohe, once said that God is in the details, and that's a Virgo thing. It's like getting into the details of these aspects of conscious evolution, revolution, astrology, psychology. And, the whole awakening process, mass awakening, enlightenment process, this solar flash that sparks the collective soul of humanity with the divine light of universal love. And it reminds me of the biblical story of, Saul of Tarsus. He was a proud and terrible persecutor of Christians, and he was hit by a bolt of lightning and became St. Paul the Apostle, one of the best messengers of Christianity in a relative flash. I mean, it's like, boom, and he came back into consciousness, after probably having a near-death experience and realizing what a turd he was being, and just basically being enlightened with the light of the Christ and serving that Christ light. So you have the solar flashes, Atlantis rising, too. There was a solar flash in an entire civilization back when you know, our solar system was going, this was back the last time when it was passing through in its cycle through the photon belt. And it raised to, you know, a very high level of civilization. This is back about 12,000 years ago. It was half the cycle. Again, it's like a sine wave curve of our solar system goes through the galactic plane, you know, as it orbits around the great central sun, as I referenced. And, you know, consider that that our solar system is aligned in the with the photon belt, with the great central sun of our galaxy, in the deep space energies of the field of Aquarius, just like back, you know, about 12,500 years ago. And we've entered that same point in the precession of the equinox where there's a great enlightenment going on, just like led the high-tech advances in ancient Atlantis. So solar flash is like, I mean, it's in a flash, you might say, in the larger cycle of 25,920-year precession of the equinox. This happens twice, and it's, you know, it's about a 150-year period when their solar system passes through the galactic plane of all that photonic light, alignment of the great central sun with hundreds of millions of galaxies in this pancake photon belt. We orbit through that, everything accelerates. And, of course, now we got artificial intelligence accelerating things like crazy. Man, it's like, you know, hold on to your hats, folks, because this is, you know... And this is the time that, you know, and biblically in a lot of, you know, Orthodox Christianity, they talk about this being the end of the world. Well, it's the end of the world as we've known it because things are changing fast, folks. As proceeds, you might say, the second coming of Jesus to save the world. But the second coming, like I say, is in the collective consciousness. How it was interpreted in Revelations and, you know, 2,000 years ago, how they saw the future. I mean, they, John the Beloved, you know, he chunked it out, I think, best he could, you know, Revelations, you know, with what he saw. But how do you translate the stuff in the present day in a civilization at a time where the words don't make any sense? Or, you know, how you describe it? You know, it would have sounded crazy. So he stepped it down pretty well with a lot of room for poetic license. And cosmic history, you know, can show that there was indeed an enlightenment flash going on in the collective consciousness as kind of a unified field coherence, you know, Christ-like love. You know, it's like AI is all leading us towards real intelligence. You know, when you connect the dots and the unified field laws of correspondence, you know, the more you get into the quantum singularity, unified field, everything, how it's all connected, it comes back to the coherence factor that is in the light, the photonic light, connecting every individual, every atom of every cell, with every individual, you know, as a mediator, you might say, for the quantum fields of not just the Earth and our solar system, but the Earth of our galaxy and all galaxies connected. There is a unified field coherence, which is the heart of God, the love of God, the mind of God, the wisdom of God, as far as geometrically ordered divinity and Christ-like love. I mean, it's like it's all connected. And a higher understanding of this God is love thus translates to, you know, the geometrically ordered divinity of the love model, you know, with circle, triangle, square, and how G-O-D is that love, and this archetypal sacred geometry is the fractal order of the holographic universe, is the order of the universe, and it's going to be seen in the fractals. You know, there's the right dynamic energy fields, the round magnetic energy fields, the radiant energy fields. This is the L-O-V. They're all integrated in the E thought form of the pyramid of self and civilization, with the four sides all connected in the capstone, which is the creative ascent process, whereby, you know, you basically experience self-elevation as salvation. It's like the framework of the constitution of cosmic law, and this framework, you know, defines and refines the process of salvation as self-evident self-realization with self-elevation, that is referred to as the ascension, in the process of the ascension process. And each to their own, individually and collectives. You know, some people, some will, some won't. So what? Next. You know, some people are into that process of a solar flash as the ascension process of more light and love, light, flash, love, easier and faster. So we're talking about solar flash as a common sense reset, you know, like common law, universal law language. Common sense is like a pure and simple metaphor for the unified field of wisdom that's empowered as good conscience. You know, conscientious common sense in the Aquarian quantum age is the quantum reality known as effective sensory perception. I mean, there's nothing extra, as I referred to before, there's nothing extra about ESP when you have effective sensory perception. It's like new improved common sense, or you might say a gathering of the tribes of the gathering of the tribes of Israel. What is real in good conscience? So I love the quote by James Madison, who was chief architect of the Constitution and the fourth U.S. president, who said, "Conscience is the most sacred of all property." So think of it, solar flash in those terms, that it's a bioenergy transformation of consciousness. It's like quantum reality that accepts the vibrational laws and language of the instant, everywhere, interactive, unified field, or you might say singularity, that perceives the 5D plus field of vibrational actuality beyond just 3D reality. It's all energy, and we are all light beings who came from light, and we'll go back to light. You know, the soul, as good conscience, does not die. It's just like taking off the glove before putting on a new one, you know. And there's no fear of death when you're fully conscious of how you're conscious. I mean, there's a cycle and a time for death, and in a larger cosmic scheme of things, I really believe, you know, and I have remembrances, almost, you know, vivid remembrances of flashes, insights. I've had my own solar flashes in terms of life reviews, you know, from previous embodiments that have been verified from multiple people in this embodiment. And some of us have, but whether we have or not, there is, I really believe, momentums of embodiment to embodiment of the soul's learning, you know, to manifest more wholeness. You know, it's like the eternal progression of the soul is really more light and love, easier and faster. And the higher your concept of love as far as universal law language, you know, the language of God, as far as the order of the universe, the geometrically ordered divinity, call it the fractal order of the holographic universe or whatever, you know, we're really talking about the universe has laws. You know, God has rules. And quantum conscience is the epitome of all connected wholeness or holiness as common sense. And, you know, and in a religious sense, it is holiness or holistic healing, you know, whereby systemic homeostasis makes sense. You know, homeostasis and healing spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. There are processes there that mimic universal law language, universal order, you know, how energy works. So such flashes of effective sensory perception as far as solar flash, they're the harbinger of the great enlightenment with a higher state of freedom and opportunity by way of golden age models such as global telecare and telecom for TLC reset. And these are themes that I repeat in my newsletters, the understanding of global telecare and telecom and this TLC reset, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience. We're talking about teleconscience like a solar flash as mind expansion. So another example of solar flash is in one's biofield as the rapid expansion of consciousness by way of neural transmitters like THC and psilocybin that are now being used therapeutically by professionals, you know, worldwide with phenomenal results for the full spectrum of mental disease. Now, I'm not recommending this right out. THC has been legalized in Montana and much of the United States, you know, the marijuana use. Psilocybin is being utilized therapeutically by professionals, quietly, surreptitiously, where it's not legal in different states. But there's a history of use of the psilocybin. There's brilliant teachers that are teaching therapeutic protocols, professional protocols, for providing a support system and a total environment for creating an environment in which healing, mental healing, can be provided in amazing terms. And there's articles that I'm not including articles in that directly. You can find those on your own. It's in the news media, holistic health news media, a lot these days. I have actually a close relative who's really into working professionally with doctors and their protocols nationwide for not just with psilocybin, but other neurotransmitters like THC, but like mescaline, like DMT, DMS, and different neurotransmitters that basically open up the mind to where it's been blocked, and blocked as in stuck. Blocked as in stuck in negativity. I refer to SIN as stuck in negativity. Some people call it paradigm paralysis. Some people would just call it trauma-induced structured multiple personalities. They can be very therapeutic. You got to know what you're doing, especially if you're self-medicating, so to speak. You got to create a set and setting in the correct environment. You got to be doing journalism. You got to be either journaling, if you're doing it yourself, to keep the time-space coordinates in order so you can become conscious how when you become non-linear in a linear, what linear and non-linear consciousness is. So you need to learn to experience that. So the L and the O of left brain and right brain, the language of consciousness, you can come to understand. And this is if you're learning and doing it yourself, you can do the journalism. If you're doing it in a support group or with professionals, for therapeutic purpose, that's a whole different thing. People that have been really damaged with trauma-induced structured multiple personalities, how to healing those structures with homeostasis and the hemispheric balancing. There's different ways to do that with music and sound and frequencies so that you're more susceptible to the suggestion of wholeness and holiness, you know, in your field. And I'm just touching on that, but this all reminds me of the LSD experiments of Timothy Leary in prisons with hardened criminals, you know, 50 years ago. You know, he provided a supportive, friendly environment, and he guided inmates through LSD sessions that dramatically reset their core humanity. And the experiment, you know, their experience was so successful, it was shut down as a threat to the prison industrial complex that has no interest in rehabilitating, you know, its slave labor. And just as Big Pharma has no interest in healing the medical industrial complex, you know, drugs for whatever ails you. And just as the military industrial complex has no interest in world peace, you know, they're making a killing, you know, creating and managing, you know, endless conflict. You know, I digress, you know, from, I mean, this is why, you know, the depopulation for profit, you know, the economics and politics of making a killing with pharmacide and genocide, it's become the policy of spiritually dead people who rule over us with, like I say, genocide and mass pharmacide. And it's why the public school system dumbs us down with what to think rather than how to think. And it's why consciousness raising with neurotransmitters has been criminalized all these years. Now, like I say, but I digress. So there's solar flash as cosmic identity also. And I have a video on this. It's a really great book. And it's, again, you can watch this in the newsletter. You can pull up the newsletter. The newsletter will be in the footnotes, you know, of the podcast. Podcast comes out usually. I'm doing this live, and then usually within 2 days of this live podcast, you can see listen to the podcast, the replay, and the footnotes of the podcast has these newsletters. And you can pull up these newsletters that I've been doing. The first one, like I say, on Solar Flash, Soular Flash. And you can go down through the newsletter and you can watch this video. It provides, you know, it's embedded. You can just click on the video and watch it. And it's an audiobook on the, you might say, on the spherical consciousness, the solar flash as your cosmic I am identity. You know, when I talk about your cosmic identity of I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby. You know, that whole energy of a cosmic identity, there's a really great video on this, and it's a rare audio book, and it explains how identity is generative. You do not wait to become something, you declare it, and in doing so, you align your reality to match it. I am, I can, I will, done deal, fantastic. So you can watch that video, and Solar Flash, you might say all these different dimensions of Solar Flash I've been talking about, it's the imminent zeitgeist, you know, it's like the signs of the times as the great awakening matures with a great enlightenment. So call it 4D synchronicity, you know, just in time, or the 5D prescience of renewed holistic common sense. There's no going back to the old 3D paradigm paralysis after global humanity experiences 0 point spherical, we are one consciousness of the solar flash. Because that's what it is. The flash, the enlightenment understanding of how we are one, at-one-ment, atonement, through at-one-ment, you know, the unified field understanding of God, love, presence, the presence, the infinite, eternal, here now, presence. That's, you know, that's the whole point of cosmic love. You know, it's the whole essence, the nature of cosmic love. So this is universe initiating rebirth of Earth right now. And I've seen it coming, you know, 50 plus years pioneering the Aquarian Internet, you know, the final frontier of inner space as the source field of by and for true innocence, inner sense. As pure intention that focuses attention on love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of unity and diversity comprehension. You know, unity and diversity at one-ment. You know, we are one consciousness, full spectrum enlightenment, full spectrum love. So this global revolution is indeed, you know, this global revolution I'm talking about in higher consciousness is indeed the end of the world as we've known it, you know, of all the massive crimes against humanity. And in the cosmic scheme of things, this too shall pass in a relative flash. All this negative history, you know, in a relative flash in the cosmic scheme of things, you know, relegated to the Akashic records as the demise of the dark side deep state with the rise of light side high state, you know. Demise of the dark side deep state with rise of the light side high state. So the alliance is rising. That's the, you might say, the essence of solar flash. The alliance is rising. A new beginning for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So cherish those flashes of enlightenment that spark your effective sensory perception. So you'll be ready for our collective solar flash. You know, it's going to reach critical mass, folks. You know, I'm not saying when, hopefully sooner than later. You know, hopefully by the end of the 2020s, you know, that we'll achieve this collective unity consciousness. You know, this flash that sets the matrix for the 2000-year Aquarian age with the understanding of the law of the one, at-one-ment, atonement. Community, come into unity, community through communications, You know, unity and diversity, unified field, real community, not virtual, not pseudo community, real community, that sense of light, solar, total enlightenment, the great enlightenment. You know, we're moving through it. We're in the process of the great awakening. So, you know, I just got through the first of these four newsletters. I hope it did it justice. It kind of sets the matrix for the other ones. The next newsletter is very positive, very loving, and natural birth stem cells with super healthy babies. Highly recommend that. It's really got a spiritual uplift to it. And that's followed up by a reality report on the Trump-Putin Alaska summit. And there's some real insight in that, what's really going on with geopolitics. There's several points there, about 7 points on the real reasons why there was kind of a stalemate, but it set the matrix for a process of global awakening, and that's important, folks. I highly recommend, if you get a chance, to watch that one. And the last newsletter I just did yesterday, I it's one of my favorites. I think it's really important, and it's about either we stop what's going on with technocracy or America's toast. It's kind of an ultimatum, folks. I mean, you know, it's got this is a crisis report. You know, the techno crisis. If AI is harnessed for technocracy, it's the end of democracy. And when I say democracy, I really should say it'd be the end of the republic. And it's very important to understand this difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy. And I have a short 3-minute video that I begin this piece on this short 3-minute video, because if people don't understand this, they won't realize what we're losing right now and what a critical time this is. I mean, as far as the temporal tyranny tactics at the top, what's going on with technocracy, there's a high-tech takeover of global governance, and it's an existential crisis for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, this is the new global village, instant everywhere, interactive global village. You know, we're all global netizens, and we're the United Sovereigns of Earth. That's the new U.S. Just like Thomas Paine gave us, you know, United States of America in Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution. Now we're looking at the United Sovereigns of Earth. And there's a new evolution, revolution, revelations going on with the solar flash stuff. So anyway, the techno crisis is a very real thing. You can get some insight in that, brilliant insight into it by way of Whitney Webb. Highly recommend. This is an update on the geopolitics and some straight skinny on the deep doo-doo where we're at, folks. This is a turning point. We got to get our act together, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. And I give it kind of a little history backstory of myself on being fearless in a scary world. I have a story I want to share with you there. So thanks again for listening, folks. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Cosmic Love. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s, thanks to AI and luminary light workers all over the internet. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.